donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shime, fantastic pull.
Thank you. That one's for our guy Lil Nas X.
No way you know that moldy oldie. There's no way that you came up with that on your own.
So I'm relatively familiar with America, but that was a text line suggestion. 401 texter. Shout out
excellent.
To them.
Okay. And the Ventura Highway is probably where that Roman Anthony Jack ended up last night, Curtis.
Major Deegan. yeah, that was a great the bat flip. I wonder if he's going to get dotted tonight by the starter in New York, because that's going to be some old school beanballs as retaliation.
Yeah, well, but
that was a great moment.
Red Sox with a win last night and start the series off the right way, and they are back at it tonight in the Bronx. And 7:05 first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. And on the Odyssey app. But, also just quick reminder that we are always on the lookout for Hill Notes, your opportunity to participate, one of your opportunities to participate in the content on the show. So leave a voice note on any topic, get your feelings out, get your opinions out, get your thoughts out, make a funny if you can, and we will play the best Hill Notes back. At about 9:30, you can leave them on the Odyssey app at any time of the day or night. And that is also one of the ways in which you can enjoy the show if you cannot listen on the radio. You can download the Odyssey app. Okay, back to the news with Courtney. Rest of today's news with Courtney.
We have a Brian Koberger complaint of the day. We just did one yesterday of how he was complaining about sexual harassment from other inmates.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he doesn't get what prison is or like what he's done, but he's upset with the food now. So just a day after he wrote the letter about the sexual harassment, wanting to be moved from the J block of the prison, he wrote another letter, this time complaining about the food and saying he's being deprived of food.
It's not really a letter. It's a formal complaint that he has filed with the prison.
Yes.
Are we going to hear?
Yes. What, yeah. Yeah. So he wrote, I have on several occasions not received all items of food on my tray. He went on to write that when he brought the issue up during meal services, he did not receive any replacements as requested. He is a vegan. That's important to note. And that no one even contacted
can I
the kitchen.
Can I just stop that for a second?
Yeah.
You don't get to be a vegan in prison when you murder four people.
Right.
Like, you get
cold
what we
blood.
You get what we have.
Yeah.
And that's it. And some days you might not get anything.
Right.
But you don't get to be an effing vegan. It's not like you're flying Delta.
Well, the craziest part is this guy just thinks he's smarter than everybody else. Newsflash, he's not. He goes into what the policy is. So he writes, the policy book confirms items missing, which are pointed out during service, will be replaced. I wish to, without exception, receive these replacements. He closes out by saying, The nutritional standard is not being upheld unless I receive my full tray.
Okay. What was he missing? Did you not have a buttered roll?
He quote unquote can't eat everything offered to the inmates because he is a vegan. Right. He has requested to have things alternatives for these items.
Sorry, you get the chipped beef slop and you'll like it.
Yes.
You have a full plate, dude. Don't eat it. That's your choice.
Yep.
He's such a douche.
The worst human in the world, maybe.
And you know that the people there are not going to be... I am comforted in the fact that he will not be accommodated.
Yeah. No.
Can you imagine being the person working in the CAF at the prison and hearing Brian Koberger's complaints about the food?
Such an idiot. I would huck the biggest loogie on his entire meal.
This is Ed from my adopted home continent of Maine. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Greg, I just want to thank you very much for making the Shy Man go through your 8-track collection to feed in that great music. I know he's never heard of America. It's fantastic. It's a great day up here on your continent. It's fantastic. There's not a cloud in the sky up here, Greg.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, Red Sox are closing in on that team from East Alaska.
Yeah.
It's great.
No, I have not spent enough time in my beloved state of Maine this summer. I'm kind of upset about it.
I love Maine.
The last time you were there was like 4th of July.
Yeah, Curtis is heading there today, right?
Yep, heading there today.
Yes.
And Courtney will be up there at some point.
Going today, too.
You said, though, you know America.
I'm familiar with three America songs.
Horse with No Name.
Horse with No Name, Sister Golden Hair, Venture a Highway.
I would argue that Sister Golden Hair may be the single greatest pop song ever written. There, I said it.
Wow. Could I give credit to Mitch in the Twitch chat? Mitch, our favorite.
Yes.
He had the best line. Imagine being a vegan, but killing four people.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to kill animals and eat them, but you're going to break into a house and kill four innocent college students.
Perfectly stated, Mitch.
Great.
Crazy.
All right. What else?
Janiyah Jones, a woman in Milwaukee, is facing a felony charge after allegedly causing around $10,000 in damage to a DoorDash driver's car over a failed chicken wings order. So the driver says her phone stopped working, leading to her being unable to complete Jones's order through the company's app.
Okay.
She then went home. It seems like her phone died. She couldn't get the directions to the address to drop the order. So she went home to charge her phone to cancel the order.
Okay.
Well, she went home before she was able to cancel said order. So Janiyah Jones, who's tracking this order, can see that she goes home. She now has the home address. She sees that the order's canceled and she gets pissed. So what does she do? Shows up at the home address.
All day, every day, chicken nugget.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
She showed up there.
To try to
confront her and get her chicken wings.
Yes. Started sending threatening messages on the app while she was on her way there. Then she pops up on the Ring camera at this DoorDash driver's home.
Chicken tonight?
The craziest part, it was an order for 10 chicken wings.
It's chicken. I like fried chicken. Yep.
Yeah,
you're in the mood.
She used a tire iron to smash the windows and threw a brick at the car, causing the $10,000 in damage.
Can I order them vegan?
Just a PSA to the people. I know our guy Jack does some DoorDash deliveries and stuff. Like, 9 times out of 10, it's generally not the driver's fault that the food is either wrong or not prepared.
Right.
Unless they just flat out eat it.
Yeah, that's different. If you disturb the marinara,
that happens
different.
Sometimes.
Yeah, when you're hungry.
Well, sorry, you're not supposed to be eating the people's food. In most cases, it's not their fault.
If they dropped it off and it's a perfectly stapled bag, and you open it and it's the wrong thing, it's the driver had nothing to do with it.
Do you know the best fat guy move is when, whether it's your spouse or your sister, your family, you're out to dinner and somebody's in the restroom as the food arrives, you grab the fries enough so it doesn't appear that any are missing.
Yeah.
Move the plate around.
All right. Well, violence is never the answer.
Never. So. Never. And we're going to end with this. I brought this up yesterday, but here we go. Experts are saying you may need to stay away from the oysters to end your summer. Health officials have ordered a temporary pause on oysters harvested in Duxbury, Plymouth, Kingston, and Pleasant Bay on the Cape after 7 people got sick within the last month from oysters pulled from those waters. Something is up in the ocean right now. Yep. They're saying that it's the rise in temperature of the waters that is causing it, the oysters not to be good.
So is it like bacteria or something that's in them?
Yeah. And the craziest part is that like if you go to Duxbury, if you go to Island Creek right now, they're still serving oysters that were pulled before this period of time where the temporary stop happened. Yeah. So it's kind of a risk that if you're willing to take. Here's one vacationer on WHDH.
I'm willing to take some risk to enjoy things in life. And I think we have to do that for, you know, whether it's a roller coaster, a sushi bar, or some local oysters.
Yeah.
Heck
okay.
Yeah.
Then not enough clams.
End up with the bubble guts, though.
Bad ones.
And, like, that's the worst. Having the, like, the food sickness.
Didn't you have that?
I had the oysters. And then I also had the bad
cream cheese.
The bad cream cheese incident. That was there were like organs coming out of my body through my
Santo was with Greg when he started feeling bad. Guys were at like Savor or something.
Yeah.
And Santo got home and said something's not right with Greg.
Yeah, something was wrong.
Yeah.
Something was very wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it was both ends.
Oh
my
god.
I mean, and
really bad bubble wobbles.
Yeah, like a rapid velocity of it. Like, I mean,
hey,
God,
it was like bullet in the elevator.
Yeah.
All right. Well, stay away, I guess, from the oysters.
Yeah, or take the risk.
Are you an oyster gal?
I love oysters.
Oh, you do? Good.
Yeah, love them.
Because a lot of people don't like them.
I've never had one.
What?
People get freaked out by the consistency or
not
what?
For me.
Like the way they're great.
Colorado specialty Rocky Mountain oysters.
Nothing better than a like an oyster Rockefeller.
Mm.
Well,
with a little spinach on there.
When,
so you
when oysters
your
alone are not pompous enough,
like, add cheese.
Yeah, no cheese and spinach. You get your greens in there.
You do. You do. Yeah,
Brian Koberger would like that.
Yeah, he'd love
Amen.
It.
All right, that's the news. Here is Courtney now with what is trending this hour.
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox take the first one against the Yankees on the road. 6-3 was the final. Roman Anthony had a two-run homer in his first game of the rivalry. Lucas Giolito went 4 2/3, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. Alex Cora talked about the grind of facing the Yankees as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, I mean, we got the line moving, which is good. Now we got to score. I think offensively we did a good job controlling the strike zone. That was a positive. We haven't done that in a while. And obviously the big swing at the end, but you know, we just kept grinding with them. It felt like back in the day, you know, like the games are gonna take forever. You know, I was just telling Brandon that recovery is a must this weekend because the game, it feels like every game is gonna be a grind.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today.
Fraud alert coming in on the Subaru of New England text line. There was an individual on this show who was just talking about food delivery who apparently says he never gets food delivered.
I don't.
Cut.
No, we missed that.
Hold on. I can justify why. I, too, like Big Jack, have done a few delivery orders in my day. So I can even show you the profile if you don't believe me. So there you go.
Boy.
Another one with the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. The Patriots got pummeled last night, 42-10 in New Jersey. Ben Wooldridge was in at quarterback. He went 10 for 20, 82 yards passing. He had a touchdown and an interception. And Jalen Polk is set to undergo another shoulder surgery. This one will sideline him for the entire 2025-26 season. That's what's trending. We'll be right back.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Well, Salty Mike Vrabel knows that loose lips sink ships, and he wants to know who the rat is over there. I don't know why. I mean, short of the fact that you don't want information, especially injury information, being out before you want injury information being out, I don't know why that's why it's a big deal that everybody knows that he's going to have surgery and be done. I guess you're not going to trade a guy who's got... I hope they weren't going to trade a guy who they knew had shoulder surgery looming in a fraudulent manner. So yeah,
I just think it's a symptom of a poorly run organization. And Mike Vrabel, as the head of that organization, feels embarrassed by someone saying something they were not supposed to say to someone in the media.
We'd all feel that same way.
I hate it.
It's the craziest thing to me, and it's such disrespect. That's why if I'm Mike Vrabel, I'm looking around the organization like, who is going out and giving information that I haven't cleared to be given yet?
Yeah, like wondering who you can trust.
Right.
Like, yeah.
And we talked about it, especially during Dynasty, when Dynasty came out. Bill Belichick was done dirty time and time again, and then I realized... Well, if I was Bill Belichick, I'd be just as tight-lipped. I'd be just as big of a jerk to others because you can't trust anybody. And so Mike Vrabel, I think, is learning that now as well, which sucks. He should be able to trust everybody that works for him. And that's why, yeah, it might not be a big deal that this gets leaked. We were all going to find out about it eventually anyway, but it's the way in which it was.
Yeah, and I feel like if you are Mike Vrabel, and if we believe it may be, obviously we do not know who the leak is. We're just speculating. But if it is Elliott Wolf, then you're sitting here and you're Mike Vrabel and you've done everything. He has bent over backwards publicly to the point that he has been criticized for it and how supportive he's been for in Elliott Wolf. Like, he has taken bullets. He's mentioned him at the introductory press conference, mentioned him with us several times. Like, and if this is how he's repaid?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Maybe, for all we know, maybe it's Jalen Polk. Like, maybe he wanted to get the information out there. Like, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't have a rat in the building. It would just be the guy that's done for the year. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like if it was Jalen Polk, or if Vrabel believed it was Jalen Polk, I don't think he's as angry as he is.
He probably already asked Jalen as well. Like, hey, did you tell anybody about this? Did you talk to anybody? I mean, Jalen could have lied, but at the same time, the way in which he responded, he also didn't just say rat. He said rats.
That is true.
Which,
did he say rats?
I believe it was plural.
I think it was rat. I think it was rat singular.
I don't know. Other than I'd like to find out where some of these come from. You know, some of these rats around here. So we'll figure that out.
Ooh, okay.
Good breadcrumbing.
Yeah.
We got rats around. Yeah.
I want Vrabel to sink or swim on his own. I feel like in the Cowboys documentary I was mentioning the other day, it's like, good, bad, or indifferent, you know Jerry Jones is in charge. There is no question as to who makes the decision about who to sign, when to sign him, and how much to pay him. Mm-hmm. With the Patriots, it's like this Rubik's Cube where, like, you're left questioning about who's really setting the price. We believe it's Kraft, but in this case, the Patriots are $60 million away from a cap that Kraft has bragged about reaching every single year. You have all of these players available via trade, and you're sitting there doing nothing.
Courtney brought it up with Micah Parsons during her lead this morning at 6:45 or whenever we got to Courtney's lead this morning. We generally start the leads at 6:30 a.m. So if you're not up that early, you should get up earlier. But do you think they do some kind of a deal?
I hope
like
so.
Something?
I don't know. I mean, it would be... Ken and I joke about this over the weekend because for 4 years we've said about the Red Sox and the Patriots, like, they're going to, this is the time they have to do it. And then we sit back and watch them do nothing. Shime's exactly right. Like, if it's just you're giving up a fourth round pick and you're paying Trey Hendrickson or whatever it would cost to get him here with the Bengals, like, give me one reason not to. Like, I'll wait. I mean, what's the downside? You pay a guy and then he doesn't play well and you release him. You got nothing but cash.
Is it just Trey Hendrickson, which they've said, or there was a release that it was too expensive, too much to get him, that they didn't want to give up whatever was needed for Trey Hendrickson? Like, do they just think Trey Hendrickson isn't good enough for whatever they're asking? And maybe that wouldn't be the case if it was a Micah Parsons or a Terry McLaurin or something like
He's
that.
He's had 13 plus sacks 4 of the last 5 years. If you think their asking price is too high, you're nuts. Because like the asking price, I bet.
Well, you don't know what their asking price is.
There's no way the Bengals are asking for more than like maybe like a one in a player. Maybe. Like, I think you could get it done for 2 in Keon White tomorrow.
I would trade a second round pick in Keon White. Right, I would drive them to Cincinnati. Drive him to Cincinnati. Right? You know the Cincinnati airport's in Kentucky?
Wow.
No, I did not know that.
Yeah.
No, I had no idea.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. But yeah, I would absolutely drive Keon White and a second round pick and deliver it hand by hand to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Did you know the colonel wasn't really a colonel?
Colonel.
The colonel? Yes.
That was a bad one by me, yeah.
Or maybe he was. He may have been a Kentucky colonel. I don't
under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction, why do they do the abbreviation COL?
Because that's how it's spelled.
That's a that great way. Question, Courtney.
Oh, really?
I've often thought
Colonel
that same thing.
Colonel is C-O-L-O-N-E-L.
That's why you pronounce it Colonel.
Right.
So annoying, really. Just, like, spell it the way that it's sounded out.
Right.
Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction. Yeah, well. Must be nice being perfect, Shime.
You think Brian Koberger would enjoy a couple extra colonels of corn on his metal plate eating later on today?
Yeah.
But if Vrabel is really in charge, I cannot fathom a reason why he wouldn't want to do these deals. Could you imagine how he would salivate over coaching Micah Parsons?
Yeah.
Like, well, I mean, 603 text from New Hampshire. Hello to New Hampshire. We love you up there. Micah Parsons would change the direction of the entire team immediately. He's one of the best players in the NFL. Jerry Jones is an idiot. And Patriots would look like the smartest team in the NFL if they went out and got him.
I would change my win prediction from 4 wins to a playoff team.
Yeah.
Like, immediately.
I don't get it. I mean, we will have the opportunity to ask Mike Vrabel about it Monday on this show at Gillette. And we'll see what he says. But
I feel like he's going to be spicy.
Well, you think he's going to be spicy?
I think on
of
Monday.
The rap thing?
I don't know. I'm feeling spice.
He better not be spicy with me, I'll tell you.
Well, he was taking shots. Putt-putt in Myrtle Beach.
And what kind of a shot was that? I don't understand that. I love Myrtle Beach. It's a nice area. I mean, what was he trying to indicate?
I think
there?
He was trying to indicate that you are not the common man.
Oh, well, Myrtle Beach is not a hoity-toity destination.
That's why he was saying
it.
Oh,
okay.
Like, he thought, oh, Greg's in Nantucket? I thought he'd be in Myrtle Beach playing putt-putt.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's fine. Yeah. I'm really, that's who I am.
Right? That's okay. I thought he was going to Myrtle Beach and, you know, I mean, go down there and play some putt-putt.
Yeah. I mean, we were in the Nashville airport. Flight got delayed, shockingly. And Vrabel was, like, following Greg everywhere. I was like... I really want to rip you right now, but he loves Greg.
Whispering to Greg, I believe.
It's So, you know, back in the day, we used to play a little golf here or there. You know?
Coach's decision.
He's going to, but that's going to all change. In this role here, he's not going to be. Is he more like Belichick in your mind? I don't even want to use Gerard Mayo as an example because Gerard Mayo,
neutralized. Bam.
Gerard Mayo he did said, neutralize me.
Gerard Mayo said whatever was on his mind, inside info. Gerard Mayo was the rat. But is he more like Belichick, you think, when it comes to his philosophy?
I think that he's a more outgoing form of the same Belichick approach in that he won't make you – Bill literally didn't care. He would just make snorting noises and fart and then walk off the stage. Whereas Vrabel is going to be equally as tight-lipped, but doing it in a more polite way.
Yeah.
But I also think it sucks that two of the nicest, best interviews were guys that sucked. Cam Newton and Gerard Mayo. Such nice people. Like, Gerard Mayo couldn't have been a nicer guy. He sits down, says, how you doing? He said condolences about Pudge.
Yeah,
like, what? You think Bill Belichick would ever say condolences about my dog?
This is Jay from North Carolina. Hello, Jay.
Hi, guys. Good morning to you.
What's up?
And I hope it is a good morning.
It is.
Before I talk about the Patriots, I was going to talk about the robots there, that what God has created, no man can duplicate. I mean, because man's imperfect, and I rest my case on that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You're about to see little robot babies running all over the place. So I hope you're ready for that, Jay.
Yeah. Anyway, based on your opinion, do you think that the Patriots offensive line can protect Drake May? Because if they don't protect Drake May, there goes the season.
Yeah. I mean, obvious. I don't know. You were willing. We talked about it earlier. You had a legit high first round pick, and you were willing to spend it on Will Campbell, so he better be able to.
Yeah, that is if Will Campbell is not a guy that you don't think about, in other words, that he's just doing his job, then it's been an awful year because the offensive line is beyond thin with him at left tackle. If he struggles at left tackle and you've got to move somebody else into that spot, then you got Cole Strange playing. It's just inexcusable that they're that thin at that position. Like, it's
kind of malfeasance a little bit. I mean, we were talking about it earlier. You may have three rookies on your offensive line.
Yeah, if Morgan Moses can't go, you're probably starting rookie Marcus Bryant, seventh round rookie Marcus Bryant at right tackle. And then you have Mike Onwenu, who showed up originally to camp a little overweight. You have a question mark at center because you don't know if Bradbury's actually any good or if it's going to be undrafted player Ben Brown, who you acquired last season. And then you got two rookies on the left side, possibly in Jared Wilson and Will Campbell.
Jared Wilson hurt?
I think he's been dealing with something, but like it's not anything major that I know of.
But the thing with the offensive line is, ready? One of the brilliant parts of Bill Belichick and the way he built a team, whether it was Ted Karras, whether it was Marcus Cannon, he would have guys that were his sixth offensive lineman that could play multiple positions, understanding that there was going to be injuries. There were going to be guys that were in your starting tackle and guard that would get dinged because it is the position with the most injuries in the NFL.
Yeah.
So he would always have a guy ready to jump in, whereas you're building a roster, you're building an offense right now without even five, let alone
that's
six.
That's the argument, the age-old argument, which is that you can find a guy in a lower round who's going to be excellent in the position, and why would you waste a first-round pick on it?
Right. I mean, they outside of Nate Solder, who they drafted after Matt Light left in the first round, Matt Light, I think, was a second-round pick. Joe Tooney was a third-round pick. I mean, you got a lot of guys late that were very helpful on your offensive line.
This is Sean from Coventry, Rhode Island. Hello, Sean.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
Another thing that we didn't do this summer. I'm feeling awful about things that I didn't get to during the summer is we never made it down to the Matunic tent. This summer, to support them, and we should try to squeeze that in September.
I definitely should.
Show trip to Matunic. But yes, what's up?
He hung up. By the way, I just forgot one. Logan Mankins, another first rounder that turned out to be an incredible player. But yes. Outside of Mankins and Solder, two guys that were Pro Bowlers, they didn't really use a lot of first-round picks over the last 20 years on offensive linemen.
All right, Shime, let's get to this.
And now.
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
I mean, that's the dumbest argument right, I've ever heard. What are we doing?
LB, what are you doing?
On WEEI.
What are we doing?
Well, Courtney and Curtis, well-documented, huge Notre Dame fans.
Oh, God.
And so I thought it of interest today that Notre Dame has changed their Fighting Irish logo.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stand on the angry leprechaun, but those of you that are watching the show, either on Twitch or on YouTube, can now see that there is a football in the hand of the leprechaun, and there are no fists up because, of course, we don't want violence anymore in this country. Now, I would when it comes to a rebrand, like I mean, is there a, if you look at a mascot in college football, is there one that is more well known than that one right there?
You got to drop fighting, because if you're not, if the leprechaun is not fighting anymore, it's not right. The Fighting Irish.
They're the ball carrying Irish, yes. Is what they're.
And it's going to be,
they're the ball securing Irish. Yeah, that's their new nickname.
It's going to be sport specific. So they're saying like they're going to roll out more of these logos as the time goes on. I've never seen a school that's been more self important in my entire life. Like, so you're going to tell me that the leprechaun's going to be kicking a soccer ball? Is going to be running track? Like, how many variations of this logo are there going to be?
It's just so pathetic.
I kind of love it.
Oh, Shime.
Of course you do, Shime.
What? What's so you stick a football in his hands, he's running the foot? Who cares? It's cool.
Who cares?
It looks good.
Hundreds of thousands of Notre Dame alumni. Right. Care,
we have Shime. So many crappy logo designs and mascots in sports. Like, this is not bad at all. Not even close. Like, this is actually kind of cool.
Okay,
but this is
the football one. Do you think that you're going to enjoy the basketball one, the soccer one?
100%. Yes. No. I think it's actually kind of cool. And it's unique. Nobody does this. I think that's cool.
You probably love the Cracker Barrel rebrand as well.
No, that was very bland. I prefer the guy standing next to the barrel.
You do? You like the old man classic. On the barrel?
Yeah. There's some jerseys.
Barrel forward.
There's some jerseys and logos that are better classic. The classic Broncos jerseys, the Kelly Green Eagles jerseys, like some of the classics are just better. This is cool. I don't hate this. Like this, I think it's silly to think that this is so like awful.
Mount Rushmore cool. of worst fan bases. Absolutely. Yankees and Notre Dame are part of that.
Well, don't forget any team that plays in Philadelphia.
Oh, also. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles fans, that would be the one I would choose, the worst. Eagles, I would go Eagles, Yankees, Notre Dame, Cowboys.
Notre Dame is the top. Notre Dame and Cowboys are the same because half of their fan base has no connection to the school.
Of course. Right.
Zero.
Nobody, the Notre Dame fan that calls in has never been to South Bend, never went to the school. The people that actually go to the school just sit at home and do homework. They don't actually go to the games.
It was my parents' favorite thing to do when Notre Dame was at BC. They'd ask if there was a Notre Dame fan saying, "Oh, when did you graduate?" "Oh, no, no connection. Just love Notre Dame." Go Irish.
One of my favorite moments with my mom, we were in South Bend. It was 2002. Ty Willingham came out. They had the green jerseys. Great game. Josh Ott had a fumble return for a touchdown. BC wins 14-7, and they go, "We are," and then people say ND, and they go, "We are," and my mom would stand up on her chair and go, "Losing!" Martin. Oh, it was awesome. I have never been more proud. It was just the greatest.
I think we understand a lot about your personality makeup now.
We are losing.
Love that.
Yeah, I mean, okay. So, what are they now? They're the non-argumentative Irish. Yeah. Is that what they are?
They're the Irish.
They're just the.
I mean, they can still be the Fighting Irish.
Nope.
Why not? Fighting. No, we don't.
He wasn't fighting in the original one either.
yeah, they were.
Why? He was by himself. You have to be tussling with someone to be fighting.
He had his dukes up.
Okay, he's ready to run some guy over with the football. Who cares? What are we doing?
No, that's the segment.
I know.
What are we doing?
Not turning it back on you guys.
All right. Hill Notes coming up in about 45 minutes. Leave one now on any topic, this one included, on the Odyssey.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
App. Never mind the jack. I'm here for the bat flip all the way home into October.
Yeah. And do you remember when Alex Cora joined us in spring training? He said that Bregman was like a perfect player in his mind. Perfect player.
I was not there for that.
Right,
I was suffering from the near-fatal Noro.
Yes.
But yes.
Well, Bregman yesterday said to reporters, we're trying to figure out what he does wrong when speaking about Anthony. Honestly, we don't know if he has any vices or anything. So the perfect player thinks that Roman Anthony is a perfect player.
Perfect player.
There you go.
Perfect players all over the place.
Yeah.
And Curtis is right back on the bandwagon. I don't know if you noticed that.
I have whiplash this year.
I don't know if it was the call or Dua Lipa that had his shoulder shaking.
What a call.
I think yesterday you had him declared dead, and you were like, this is it. They're done. This series, they're out.
Well, to be fair, I have had them dead many times, but I did say bet on the Red Sox last night, and if you listen to me, you won. But this team, I don't know, maybe the 21 team was kind of like this because Schwarber came on late around this time. He got healthy, and then the Sox went on to the playoffs. But last night, the hit, the home run by Anthony in the top half of the ninth, the bat flip, and then post-game talking about how much he enjoyed his indoctrination into this rivalry.
Yeah.
And that, you know, there's been a lot of guys on both the Red Sox and Yankees that have arrived that, you know, whether it's Kevin Brown or it's guys that are unable to meet the moment in the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, and to have that in your first real clutch at bat in that series, because last night was huge. If you lose, that's four straight going into the weekend where you then have to win at least two or three to split the series. You win that game.
You have to be on board with this team being a streaky team.
They're just schizophrenic.
They are. And you have to embrace it. And
But getting picked off third was so dumb. Like, the start of that game last night was awful. The Yankees have 3 hours.
I know.
It's like bizarre.
Imagine if Roman Anthony were up here to start the season.
Oh.
I mean. Imagine if that had occurred.
I just, it's awesome, though. But to feel like you're on the ground floor or something now, Bayo, big start for Bayo, but Giolito last night has been great. You know, he gets a lot of base runners, he scatters them, and they're able to win that game. And
no, I mean, you win if you get a great performance from Bayo, and you win this game tonight. You are driver's seat.
Yeah,
we're sniffing the tears. Rejoin, driver's seat.
Sure.
Nobody knows it, but
no,
me,
no clue. But we'll play it.
We are also going to get momentarily to the weekly wrap up.
Ooh,
from Acrobatic.
Full or half?
I believe that. I don't know what happened while I was gone. I'm on a text thread with Wiggy and Acrobatic. And so I was off the first Friday.
Yeah.
And the weekly wrap up never got played, which, you know, Acrobatic, the man puts a lot of work into it.
Yep.
And so then the second one was the one that Jackson only played half of it. Is that what happened?
That is correct.
Did it stop right in the middle?
It
or
did.
Like, how
it
did that go?
Stopped.
How did that go on the radio show?
Well, Courtney and I were listening to it.
And, bopping our heads.
And, like, you know, it was the first time all morning we could kind of breathe.
Yeah.
And then it just abruptly stopped.
Yeah.
And then.
And he did say Shime warned him that that could happen. And
what?
So Jackson had said you had warned him that happens, that it just stops halfway through sometimes. But I said it had never happened to Shime, to my knowledge. So how does Shime make sure it doesn't? I didn't really get.
No, that sometimes happens when you play stuff out of wide orbit. Like if you hit a button, it'll start and then just not play. But that shouldn't generally happen at a news boss.
Yeah. So I don't know. Hey, it was I can't do the board, but it was something that was shocking. It was just like you needed to finish the tune.
Well, was
like,
was the first half pretty good?
Very.
Always great. Yeah,
so but the best part is listening to him say, "Turn it up."
Right.
And we never got there.
Well, he is, by the way, performing at the Shawskeen Pub in Manchester, New Hampshire on Sunday night. So if you want to go see our guy Acrobatic, then he can do that on Sunday night. And here he is now with the weekly wrap-up at WEEI.
Like we do every week at this time, the Greg Hill Show and WEEI in association with the Boston Sports Apparel Company and Acrobatic bring to you... Let's go. One day the Celtics will again be champions, but without Jason Tatum, we know it can't be done. Everybody wanna know when can he run? He's regenerating like he's made of adamantium. Now his legs free from the knee to the arch. People saying he could make a big return in March, but they might wanna listen into Coco Cox, who said, "Yo, bro, stop, he's not RoboCop. Why have him moving in slow-mo for some photo ops? It'll just be a setback once the promo stops. It's not worth it. Without him, they hardly perfect, but we got plenty shooters on the parquet service. Bringing JT back early, there's no need. They'll still make the playoffs even if it's as a low seed. MLB's trying to realign their divisions. What I say to that is hurry up and sign the petition. Mets, Yankees, Nats, and Phillies, that would be silly, son. That would make money like Greg did for the Jimmy Fund. You already know how the story goes, darling. The Sox look meh against the Orioles and Marlins. They was in the midst of a 3-game skid before heading to New York for a 4-game bid. I will confess that it did impress Agro to see the Sox add Nate Lowe to the bat show. Nice move, I dug it, man. Shout out to Roman Anthony, a.k.a. R.A. the Rugged Man. He homered in his Yankee Stadium debut. Let's keep it going with another W in game 2. That's what went down in the Bronx. Back home, Tom Brady statue got him talking about Gronks. I'm talking about the Pats running backs got rhythm. This week we got TDs from Henderson and Chisholm. Thunder and lightning, they kept on striking while the O-line kept hiking and pushing back Vikings. The final preseason game is NYG. Most of the Patriots starters will be DNP. Rocking with Acro should be your plan, honestly. I bring y'all to sports every week like a rap's Dan Shaughnessy. And turn it up.
Oh, man. The guy is legend, is he not?
It's so good. Dan Shaughnessy getting a shout out.
Yes,
I mean,
did. Yes,
I love
he
it.
Did.
Wow.
He was on this radio station.
He was.
During the Jimmy Fund radio telethon.
Yep.
First time, I think, in a while.
Yeah.
And also, he rapped about it, but I don't understand, though. We talked about it. It was your lead. I don't understand those that are raging against realignment.
Like, what could possibly be a reason?
I was listening to Arcan the other night. He hates it. Worst thing for baseball.
Why?
Like, well, because of the expansion that's involved, and like, I just,
does he like staying up till 2 a.m. to watch a game on the West Coast?
I think it's
like
great for baseball.
So you get the option of playing in New York against the Mets, or in Philly against the Phillies, or you play the Rays and the Blue Jays. Like, you're talking about East Coast. Of all the things that we fight over with Yankees and Philly, New York and Philly fans, we're relatively similar in the ways in which we approach sports. It's important. It means something. It's a huge part of their life. I love when the Red Sox are playing in cities that are like that, because it gives, just last night at Yankee Stadium, it feels bigger than it does when you play the Orioles right now.
No, I love it. Like, I would be all over it.
Yeah.
It would be awesome. Yeah. You're not talking about, like, diluting a product. You're just making it better.
Yeah.
And it might spur the Red Sox into, I don't know, being a little bit more competitive with better teams in the division. It might make them, or force their hand to be a better, or create a better roster. Sign more guys, pay more players. You have to compete with teams like the Phillies and Yankees and Mets on a yearly basis, who are spending money like crazy.
See Curtis in the Twitch chat. You can participate in an ongoing chat while you're watching the show on Twitch. Clapback 33. I am against realignment.
Oh, I'm even stronger for it.
Realignment. This is for you, Courtney.
We couldn't find alignment.
Realignment doesn't change West Coast road trips. I mean,
that is a huge point of why he wants to do it, is because he wants to make it easier for less games of East Coast traveling to West Coast and vice versa.
Yeah.
That is a massive part of what he has been talking about over and over and over again when it comes to realignment.
Yeah. So, and the travel is like, it's a pain in the butt. Like, think about your commute. It's going to be like an hour and a half now that you're moving to a leafy suburb,
right?
Yeah.
You're actually closer to New York, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Bill Ricca, it's going to be amazing.
We're going to play Hill Notes back at about 9:20 or so, so still time to leave one of those. And I mentioned Twitch. You can watch this show on Twitch or on YouTube. On Twitch, it is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And now through the end of the month, it is the Page Estate Summer Sale at Springer's Jewelers. Go to springersjewelers.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.